A child is a person less than 18 years old, and this is stated in the Convention on the Rights of the Child. And we are a signatory to the Rights of the Child, the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and we use the same definition in the country, in the Philippines. Child is a person that has rights. So the state should be able to provide these rights to the children, and children should be able to claim these rights from the state. Statistically, I know more about the Philippines, for instance. So the single indicator that is used to measure the welfare of children is really infant mortality rate. And when you talk of infant mortality rate, if you look at the statistics in the Philippines, we're 24 deaths per 1,000 live birth. Okay? If we compare ourselves with, for instance, Thailand is 11 deaths per 1,000 live birth. Singapore is 2 deaths per 1,000 live birth. So at least in terms of perspective, that is how the Philippines stand in terms of the indicator that is used to determine the situation of children globally. The main legal framework that we should be using is the Convention on the Rights of the Child, because we are signatory to this treaty. And of course, from the convention, there are laws that emanate and uses this convention as the basis for the for national laws and local laws. So given that, we align ourselves in the norms, laws, globally adapted to protect children. You know, Philippines is very good at laws. We don't have really problems with the laws policies. It is in the implementation that where we have problems. So in terms of lawmaking, policy making, we're very good at that. We have so many laws on children. The problem is really how to implement these laws. UNICEF is a is mandated by the UN General Assembly to specifically focus on children, to protect the rights of children, and we use the Convention on the Rights of the Child to do that. And operationally, we should be able to provide children the minimum basic needs of children and to help them develop and become the future of the nation. So that is what UNICEF does. UNICEF has been here for 65 years. During those times when the Philippines wasn't very developed, UNICEF's intervention was more on service delivery. So we provide vaccine, we do vaccination. So we really provide services. But the Philippines now is a middle-income country, which means that the Philippines is a country that has resources and has the capacity to be able to protect our own children. So UNICEF now provides a different kind of assistance. We provide technical assistance, which means policies for children, help strengthen systems, help in monitoring and evaluation, and help in evidence-based gathering so that we make decision-making better. So that's the new role now of UNICEF in terms of the Philippines. One of the most difficult systems in the country is child protection. There are so many agencies, of course, involved here. You have the police, you have the SWD, you have CSOs, NGOs. It seems that all of these agencies have their own systems. And usually these systems overlap in terms of tracking down cases. So there has to be a single effective system that should be able to support victims of child violence, victims of rape. So this is one critical issue that we really have to be helping, UNICEF helping the country, especially the different agencies involved in child protection. CWC is an agency under the Department of Social Welfare that looks into the welfare of children. LCPC, Local Council for the Protection of Children, is a mechanism that is that should be implemented in the different levels of government. For instance, there is a barangay council for the protection of children. There should be a municipal council for the protection of children. There should be a provincial council for the protection of children. So these are mechanisms within the bureaucracy for which the rights and the welfare of children should be protected, should be operationalized. So these are these councils are the ones that should plan and allocate resources for children. And it is CWC that sees to it that these councils are doing their job. So they make sure that there are plans, programs, and allocation for children. But it's easier said than done. It's a big task for CWC to do, given that it's an attached agency of DSWD. There is a functionality measure for LCPC. I don't know exactly the recent status, but generally I would say, pardon for, but it's not really functioning as what we have perceived it to be and how we want it to be. There are many challenges. In fairness to CWC, it's a national agency. They do not have even supervisory function for the local government units. So the best that they can do is advocate. The best they can do is provide materials. But ultimately, the mayor is the boss. So if we want the CWC, the LCPC to be functioning, it has to be a core responsibility of the mayor, and they should be the ones to make this succeed. National government, UNICEF, can just provide technical support. But ultimately, it is the mayor that has to make the children safe and protected. Oh, we're supporting that initiative. But there is a new innovation in the presidential award now. Before you be qualified for the presidential award, you have to pass the audit first. So we're helping now. The audit is actually being done by the Department of Interior and Local Government. And there are a set of indicators, actually 12, but operationally it's about 24 indicators, where you measure the status of children in LGUs and the governance part of the LGU. So we look at it in two parts. The outcome, which is the welfare and status of children, and what is the government doing to achieve that outcome. So right now, the passing is, I think, 80 or 75, I'm not sure. So if you pass that audit, then you go through the presidential award. So only those who were able to pass are given the opportunity to be screened for the presidential award. Again, there are still a lot of challenges here, specifically on, so what do we do with the losers or those who were not able to pass? There has to be some ways of trying to get them move upwards. So we just don't leave them. Bagsak na nga eh. So the next step is really to be able to make sure that those who were not able to pass to improve their situation so that next year's audit will perform better. Officially, we are not yet part of the seal of the local governance. They are just picking two indicators from the 24 indicators, or 12 indicators that I mentioned. There is still much to do with regards to making sure that the audit process for the seal is streamlined. We're helping them to computerize it now so that we want them to be more objective in presenting the evidence to the indicators. We want them to be to have an ISO process so that nobody can say that if I am a winner or if I'm an audit passer, nobody can claim that the process is questionable. So hopefully in 2 to 3 years' time, this process will be streamlined and we can be sure that LGUs will really be able to say that if they are awarded the seal, then they will be proud of it as a winner of the as a part of this award on the seal of child-friendly local governance. I always believe that for child rights to really to make a difference is really the LGUs. Although the problem now is that LGUs usually complain that they don't have resources. So how do you reconcile now, given a middle-income country that says that we already have the income, we have all the money, but yet at the local level there is no money? So there is technical gap. This is what DBM has been saying. The money cannot flow from the national level down to the LGU level. The only mechanism in doing that is the IRA, Internal Revenue Allotment. But that has a fixed formula which is flawed. It's based on area and it's based on population. So the local government code has to be amended so that this flawed formula can be changed. So in the meantime, there are workaround mechanisms to be able to move money from the national government down to the local government, like the bottom-up budgeting. Unfortunately, the PDAF has been found to be, because that's another way. You course the money through the politicians, and they're supposed to be putting this money in projects like Projects on Children. But it has been found to be corrupt ridden. So BUB is the only one that is being used now, but the mechanism is not yet streamlined. There has still a lot of things to be done to that. So we still are stuck in a situation where the money is at the national level, where it should be at the local level, where the mayors and the local chief executives can really use it for children. That's why we have this. I have always been a fan of technology to be able to reach a lot of people according to their needs. The reason why we actually conceptualized this project before is to be able to reach specifically the LGUs. It was initially conceived as a masteral course to help implementers. But as we move on and technology has developed, this is an opportunity for us in government, in UNICEF, in national government, to be able to reach the lowest level of the bureaucracy in an efficient and yet effective manner. So this course, I hope, we will be able to reach them and teach them how to do child rights programming, teach them that the money is there. All you have to do is ask for it. And yeah, it's just a simple, really, of a capacity building on how to prepare proposals. Local governments have difficulty in preparing proposals. Like what's happening with BUB now. They cannot access the money because they do not have the detailed proposals. So all you have to do is prepare for that and ask the money. So I hope that this course will be able to reach them and make changes in the lives of children.